Suicide is on the rise nationally, and it is an issue that's hitting older adults especially hard. A recent report from the United Health Foundation found that suicide among seniors has increased 12% nationwide since 2014. Now, unfortunately, older adults are often hesitant to reach out for help because of this persistent stigma around mental health and suicide, as well as a generational difference in how these disorders are perceived. So how do we move past this stigma so that we can actually learn how to talk about this critical community health issue? Dr. Ron Larson is the medical director for Optum Idaho. He is joining me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Well, good afternoon.
So, Dr. Larson, why are we seeing seniors facing a heightened risk of depression and suicide?
Right. Actually, depression has always been there for seniors, mm-hmm. but our seniors now are having better health. We have lower cancer rates. And so we're expecting, and they are expecting, I'm one of those seniors, we're expecting to feel good and to participate. The difficulty is there are a lot of changes that occur as you become a senior. Changes in some of your friends who can have other illnesses, changes in health, your vision and your hearing. These things are all important in terms of your perception. When a lot of those changes come at once, normally people handle it. But if it persists, then people really need to get some help. And the research does say that 20% of everyone over 55 has some mental health issue that they should pay attention to.
20%?
Right.
That's higher than I would have suspected.
I think that that's kind of true. Sometimes seniors are feeling like they're invisible. They weren't raised at a time when to talk about the conversation word that you mentioned, it wasn't okay to talk about how you feel. Mm. And so they remain quiet. I'm one of those seniors, though, that I don't think we're going to remain quiet.
Well, good. Well, and isn't that part of the issue then? It's almost a generational gap. Not just the fact that, you know, I think my generation and beyond, sometimes we probably overshare, but that can be a good thing sometimes. But at the same time, in how we perceive mental health, is that an issue as well?
Exactly. The fact is that talking to someone about risk or concerns or mental health is one of the best things that ever can be done to prevent depression, even the concern about suicide. We don't know that we prevent suicide, but we know if we keep people from being depressed and we keep them engaged and they go to church and they stay connected, it's really important for that to happen to get the best outcomes, to have the best health.
Now, here in Idaho, I know you don't have specific numbers because we're still studying Idaho.
Correct.
But are you seeing that effect? Because as you and I were talking about before we came on the air, we have a lot of seniors moving into Idaho because of quality of life.
Yeah. No, actually, this is a very, very good place to retire. And I think that it's something we need to pay attention to, even in a preventive kind of way. The more that people stay engaged, we worry about things to watch for, though, in those seniors. The kinds of things to worry about are talking about giving up or feeling like a burden or not doing some of the things you used to like to do. So I'm here to advocate for seniors that I really want families and friends and neighbors to pay attention. If there are changes in behavior in a senior, they don't want to play golf anymore. They don't want to get out. I'll just stay home. You can ask some questions. You can ask the person how they're feeling if there are some changes. That's part of the conversation as well. Mm-hmm. It's really important to recognize that asking about suicide or hopelessness doesn't make it worse. The research is really clear about that, that actually starting the conversation and saying, hey, have you felt really unhappy lately? You seem like you've changed some. To start that conversation actually helps the person.
And, you know, that's interesting because I think even the whole time I was growing up, it was this whole idea of if you talk about it, then you might make it happen, you know. But as you said, that this conversation is changing. I feel like we are talking more about suicide.
Right.
Than we ever have before.
And I think that's where seniors can learn from your generation, the idea that a good conversation is healthy. It leads to right outcomes for people to ask for help or even just to be aware that this is something that we can share.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ron Larson. He is the medical director for Optum Idaho, also a psychiatrist. We're talking about rising suicide rates in senior citizens. One of the things you said, too, is that when we do bring this subject up, though, we don't want to sound, dismissive or accusatory. So how do we use that language in a way that really is just, a conversation and not like, I see some changes in you, right? Because that closes people up when you do that.
Exactly. The conversation needs to be one from the heart. As you mentioned, not accusatory, but actually the other way around, saying, hey, how about going for a round of golf on Saturday? Mm. And when the person says no, you've got an opportunity if that were, something that you've noticed. Same thing's true just about caring about the person, that you spend some time with them, listening very carefully and letting the person actually tell you that my dad, for instance, is 94. And so when I listen very carefully, he will tell me things. And so he gives me some openings. And so I think sometimes out of loving someone or caring about them, just being a good listener will give you a chance to bring up the subject and say, hey, have you thought about getting some help?
Because, you bring up a good point. Even with your father being 94, people always want a good quality of life, no matter what stage of life they're in. So as people get older, it's almost kind of like when you have, I don't want to say a senior citizen is like a baby because they're not, but it's that same idea of you, no matter what phase of life you're in, we have to step up to the plate sometimes and help them find that good quality of life.
I think that's right. It's sharing. It's conversational. It's bearing your own soul that, it's okay. I have my down days too.
We all feel sad sometimes.
Right.
Right.
One of the things to bring up, though, is to mention from a medical standpoint that everybody has reactions. And so for the first couple of weeks after something happens, that's pretty normal. It's only when it goes to the third or fourth week that someone's different than usual that you start listening more. And that's really a good time. If you see a change in someone and it's gone on for more than 2 weeks, start listening carefully.
And there are probably certain times in a senior's life that maybe we should be paying a bit more attention to. And would one of them be around retirement? And the reason why I ask that is it's supposed to be a fabulous time. You're finally done working, right? You've worked your entire adult life for this. But I think sometimes it's so life-changing.
You are so right. I have retired 3 times, and each time I managed to go back to work because
it is hard.
You're
not the first person I've heard say that.
It is hard work because we don't prepare for retirement. It sounds like something you want, but unless you've done some really good work, and there are some people that are specializing that in these days, helping people get ready for retirement because it's a stress.
And so that's part of it too, right? Is when someone retires, check in with them and not just those first couple of weeks, but maybe 6 months later, seeing how they're really doing, right?
I think that's a really good point. But other changes, too. If a best friend dies, if the person has to move, you mentioned retirement. People say, I'm going to move to Phoenix and everything will be fine. Whoa, they have 2 stresses, not just the retirement, but now they've got Phoenix to deal with, too.
and nobody they know sometimes.
So I think it's that period of time is particularly worth watching.
And such good information here. So when it comes down to resources, do we have local resources here for seniors that they should know about?
Yes, of course we do. The place to start, though, is always to start with your primary care physician. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes your thyroid or some other medical kinds of issue, breathing, for instance, can make a difference to anxiety or depression. So to go to see your primary care doctor, number one. Number two, to talk to a friend. Number three, if you're part of a church or an organized kind of situation, pay attention to the people that are there with you.
Because what I have found is sometimes when you finally open up, you realize you're not alone.
Of course.
And so that's part of it right there.
It is.
And one last question. When it comes to like things like depression sometimes people are put on medication, to help with that.
Right.
Is there a generational difference in the wanting or the need to take medication for something? Because, when we talk about that greatest generation, look, they want to power through everything.
Right. Depression was something you should just put up with
or
get over by yourself. Actually, with mild depression, everybody has a choice. With mild depression, you can do talk therapy or you can take an antidepressant. So I don't want people to stay away from treatment because, oh, I'm not going to take a pill. Either seems to work in mild depression. As you get more towards moderate depression, then you should do both the counseling and the medication. So people have choices.
And that's what they need to do. Start with your doctor.
Right.
Just bring up the conversation if you're feeling different. And if you have a loved one or a friend who is older, check in with them. That's part of it.
Out of loving them.
Right. Absolutely. I really want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. I'm glad we are having these conversations around suicide. I hope it makes a difference in people's lives.
I think we can do that.
My guest today, Dr. Robert Larson, an area psychiatrist and the medical director for Optum Idaho. Thank you so much for coming in today.